This is Heidi St. John. Hey, I am in the book of Proverbs today, so if you have a minute, go ahead and open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. It's funny, I can remember listening to Dr. John Mitchell when I was a student at Multnomah Bible College years and years ago. And he had a saying, and he would say, "Don't you folks ever read your Bibles?" And it was a joke there, of course, at the Bible College, because he would know something or he'd be able to look something up, and we'd all just, you know, look at him like, "Where'd you come up with that?" I just remember it just burned into my memory that I wanted to be known as a woman who read her Bible and who knew where to go, because God's nature doesn't change. And in a world that seems like it's gone a little bit wonky on us, it's really comforting to know that God never changes. We talked about that yesterday. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house." So if you've got your highlighter or your pen, go ahead and underline that. "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down." With her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. The wise woman builds her house. It's one thing for us to decide to be wise, and it's another thing for us to actually be intentional about the choices that we make and be intentional about being wise and building our homes. And there are lots of different ways that we can build our homes, and I want you to think about what those are today and how the Lord might have you be wise in how you build your home. How are some ways that you are wise in your relationships with your children, with your husband, and what are some areas that you might be being foolish with? I know for me, the biggest struggle that I have had over the years of being a mom and a wife is to control the things I say. And the Bible says that a foolish woman tears her own house down, and we tear down our own houses oftentimes with the things that we say. And attitude is everything. So you want to have the right attitude when you go before the Lord and ask Him to show you what it is that you're doing to build your house up, and what are some things that you might be doing that could be assisting in tearing it down. And then trust Him, because He will give you exactly what you need when you ask Him for it. The Bible says that those who walk in an upright fashion fear the Lord. And so today, let's commit our day to the Lord and walk uprightly with Him. Let's commit to building our houses and being wise women, and then see what the Lord will do. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.